Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Welcome to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, supported by MyMotorWorld.com. Discover over 70,000 car parts, car care products, accessories, and tools from the biggest and best brands in the automotive industry. At MyMotorWorld.com, we've got the lot.
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Brewer, and welcome to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast. Welcome along on the automotive journey out on the road with two of my favourite people on the planet. One of them is sat right beside me. It's got a
What about me?
Oh, hold on, Mish. He's got a big smile on his face. We love him to bits. He's my wingman on the road. Is none other than Mr. Andy J.
Hey, thrilled to be here again. We are loving doing these, aren't we? I'm so pleased we're back with season two. So much fun.
So am I. And in the back of the car.
Wait for me.
As if you didn't hear already.
Let me slide in.
In the back of the car. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Mrs. B.
Hey. There she is.
Yeah, here she is. She's there. Listen. We're going to take you through the automotive world and landscape of our wonderful guest that we bring on every other week. We've got these amazing people that we can invite into the car, into that spare seat, and we can find all about their loves, likes, passions, what motivates them, and what gets them ticking in this automotive world. And we've got a guest lined up for you that me and Andy and Michelle are so excited to share with you. Thank you to all you beautiful people out there who've been staying with us on season two of the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, because it's been going pretty good guns, Andy.
I'm chuffed with it. Absolutely stoked to bits. I'm so pleased that we came back. And we always knew we were coming back, to be fair, but we gave ourselves a little beard break, grew ourselves some beards, and we returned. Happy days.
Not me.
Yeah, let's go upstairs and have a shave, Michelle. Right, okay. Here we go.
Where are you going?
With another Wheeler Dealer Podcast.
Yeah, we have a very sporty episode ahead for you. Those of you that love your rugby, listen, it's always difficult when you do a build-up to a podcast, because the reality is anyone that's listening to the show already knows who it is, because his name, it has appeared on their phones or wherever they get the podcast.
That is very
so
true.
It's not like it's a big surprise. But nonetheless, we're talking to an England rugby legend, aren't we?
We certainly are, and I'm very excited about this one.
Because
we invented the game, so, you know, it's quite right we should have a captain of the game on our podcast. So I want everyone to give it up, clap, cheer, go absolutely mad for the one and only Chris Robshaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Yay!
So welcome, Chris, to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast. We are so delighted to have you here. You are my second England captain. I had, do you remember, this is a name from the past, Michel used to go weak at the knees. Mr. Will Carlin.
You know what? I thought you might say him.
I was hoping you weren't going to reveal it and see if Chris could pretend.
With Will, he was doing a bit of consultancy work with the England team, more kind of mentoring the players coming through, how to deal with pressure and all that kind of stuff. And he had come into camp, I think, one Sunday afternoon. And when you leave home, you're normally in your England tracksuit, you get in the car. And he said he had to pull up and get some petrol. So he's pulled up in, I can't remember where he lives, but he had to pull up and get some petrol. And he's in his full England kit. And just, he said, some random guy came up to him and said, Will, a great player, mate, but give it a rest. Come on, mate. He didn't realise he was helping the England set up. And he was like, no, honestly, I'm going into camp to help them. And he was like, whatever, mate, just let it go.
It's like John Terry showing up in the final in full kit when he couldn't play. Do you remember that one for Chelsea?
Chris, being an absolute rugby legend, right, and an England captain and all the rest of it, all the things you've done, right, I'm going to go straight for the juggler here in terms of our car-loving audience, straight for the juggler. So, Chris, you've got your first big paycheck. It rolls in, your first professional contract, first big paycheck comes in. What's your first car?
My first Harlequins contract, academy contract, was £4,000 a year.
Ooh,
which was, monstrous. I remember at the time, it was £333 a month. It wasn't buying me much, to be honest. But my first car was a green 1 litre Vauxhall Corsa, which my older brother had before me, which didn't have any power steering, no electric windows. When you went in and out of an NCP car park, it was exhausting. And I remember, whenever I'd have some of my mates, obviously some of the big rugby guys in the back of it, going up any type of hill was just horrendous. But it was green. It was nicknamed the Big Apple.
Was it free?
Yeah, it was a pass down, yeah. So I was happy with that.
What I love about the Big Apple, it's a 1 litre green Vauxhall Corsa. It's like the smallest thing, and they called it the Big Apple. You should have called it the Crab Apple. You couldn't get any smaller.
My little brother got it off me as well, so it definitely got its
youth. Still got it?
Yeah. It's the nostalgic trip. Is it in the trophy cabinet?
No. You know what? I saw a story this week, actually, about a car where Northampton Saints used to have a three-wheeler.
Right.
And it was painted in, like, the club colours. And whoever did the most stupid thing that week had to drive the car all that week around Northampton.
That was a Reliant Robin, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Bringing that back. Apparently, they're going to bring that back. But everyone has to drive. Whoever does the worst that week has to drive a green 1 litre Vauxhall Corsa, apparently, called Big Apple, because that's the second most embarrassing thing you could drive. There you are, getting your £4,000. You go and get yourself a Corsa. But what is the one that, you know, when you've made it, let's face it, when you go into the car park of a rugby club, I mean, it's a bit like, I wouldn't say Premiership footballers' car park, because they all arrive in Rolls-Royce Dawns.
They'll have their names on them.
And exactly, number plates on them with their names on them. But it's sort of the next tier down. So what would be that next car? What was that next car for you, Chris? What was the big one?
The best one I enjoyed was BMW i8.
Nice.
That was pretty nice with the doors that kind of open up. I remember with it, because it's quite low to the ground and the bucket seats are there.
Great choice. I love an i8.
It gave me a nearly bad back. I remember going to the physios and basically complaining about doing squats in the gym. So they're like, "Are you sure it's not your car?" And I was like, "Honestly, it's squats." And I never squatted again. And I haven't since. And I kept the car.
So, Chris, did you get the i8 when they first came out? Because I remember when they first came out, people were like, "Oh my gosh, there's never been a car that looks like this before." And they were punchy money to start with. They were 80, 90, 100 grand, depending on the spec. And people were like, "My goodness, these are incredible." And they were part electric, weren't they, when they first came out? So there was all this kind of question mark about just how rapid they'd be and all the rest of it. Design classic. I've said this to Mike on this show before. I stand by. I still think they are stunningly cool looking cars and really great fun to drive. But you can pick up a very tidy one, 35,000 miles or whatever now, for about 40 grand, which I think is a steal for a car like that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. I think it gave me really a great appreciation of cars. I'd be lucky enough to work with various companies and stuff like that. But for me, that as a driving car was brilliant. Look, going up and down the motorway wasn't, but if you went down a country lane or something and it started to grip the road, which I never really kind of thought about. Like when I was driving bigger cars, you kind of slide with a corner and all that kind of stuff. But this almost leans into them. And it was absolutely incredible. And me and my wife would always want to fight to see who would drive it.
That is a good sign. That is the mark of a good car.
If we ever went on like a long trip, it'd always be the one who, you don't want to be the passenger today, you want to be in the driving seat. And I used to with Jamie Roberts as well, Harlequins. So we would pick each other up, look around the corner. And because you kind of get out of this ledge, I would have to literally push him out. Because of these bucket seats and stuff after a game.
They still look cool today. I sell quite a few, we've sold quite a few BMW i8s out of our dealership, and they still resonate. You know, they still look really cool, and it's not often, you know, you see a car that can last that sort of lifespan, that sort of life cycle of a car that still looks cool today. In fact, I feel that manufacturers out there today are still trying to copy the styling of the i8. There's those vents that go through it, those holes in the bodywork that run through the length of the car. And manufacturers out there that today are still trying to copy that. What about today, though, Chris? What's obviously, the i8 is something we're talking about in the past. What's in the garage today?
Got a Land Rover Defender.
The new Land Rover Defender?
Well, yeah, a couple of years old now, but yeah, 21 plate. So yeah, the new model, yeah.
New model.
Yeah, we've been running one of those, me and Michelle, Land Rover Defender, new shape, you know, a couple of years old. We loved it.
Oh, it was really good.
We just did it was luxury. And we just did American tour. And when we got there, we borrowed one of a friend of ours and we went around America in one of those new Defenders. It was brilliant. I love it. Yeah.
We didn't get divorced. We're 8 hours a day driving.
Hours a day, 32 days in a car together, and we're still married.
Yeah,
I'm relieved you clarified that, Mrs. B. I mean, it might have been a bit of a slam dunk to throw into the middle of the pod. Yeah, so we had 8 hours a day, and now we're divorced. Oh, we just get together for the pod.
Nearly. Land Rover Defender, really good car. And I gather, you know, in your world, in that rugby world, that's kind of a go-to car these days.
Why do they always go for that vehicle?
I don't know. It's a manly-looking...
Is it like wearing a watch?
Presumably it's size, isn't it, Chris?
I'll be honest, I balance out. I have that, and my wife has a BMW i3, so one of the electrics, complete opposite. So we have two extremes. We have the city driving, if we need to drive into town, and obviously the out of London driving, because I wouldn't want to go in a car park or anything like that. It does give you a little bit of fear, thinking, where do I have to park this beast?
Yeah, they're big vehicles.
When you get into your Defender, I mean, I just want to know this from a personal point of view, because, you know, I'm a bit of a fanboy here, Chris. When you get in your Defender and you turn on the ignition and automatically your phone connects to the stereo and it automatically starts playing what was on last. So hopefully we'd think that's the Wheeler Dealer podcast. But if it's not that, does it start playing Sweet Chariot on the radio? Does it just do that? And you get that nostalgic feeling of leading the team out at Twickenham.
Just opens the windows and I just drive around with that just blaring out the top.
just blaring out.
I spend a lot of time in California and I'm really mean to like my Fleetwood Mac. I don't know why, but whatever reason, over there was a lot of kind of punk rock. All that like stuff you used to listen to when you were like 17, that Offspring, that Blink 182, they still absolutely love that over there. So I listened to a bit of that in the car.
We lived in Newport Beach for 6 years and we used to sail our little boat past Fleetwood Mac's house every day.
Not bad, isn't it?
Yeah. So tell us, what are you up to today? Because you've got this amazing thing. And when I first read this, I thought, wow, that's inspiring, because you and your beautiful wife, of which I'm going to let you explain to us about your wife in a minute, you two have combined two things, your love of music and your love of sport, and you've managed to combine them together for the benefit of other people. Now, when I read that, your brain immediately goes, music and sport, how does that work? They don't go together. The only music and sport that I can come up with is floor gymnastics. That's it. I can't come up with any other music and sport.
Ice skating.
So, ice skating, yes, boxing, of course. Now, see, boxing. Look, now it's going to start to flood out. But what I really need to hear is Chris explaining about his beautiful wife and then explaining about this foundation.
Me and my wife is an opera singer, or she used to be a classical singer, but now in the operatic world, about to start working at E&O, actually, which is amazing. She was singing at a charity gig, and I was there. And then we got chatting briefly and kind of went from there. It was before the days of internet dating or anything like that. I went up and spoke to her and we swapped numbers.
Were you England captain at the time? Was that the line that you were able to sidle up with? Oh,
just the old days.
No, unfortunately, it was pre that. So I didn't have that in my locker then. And so, yeah, she was with me before, which is quite nice.
Did you sidle up then and go, hi, wonderful opera singer at this event? My name's Chris. Outside, you're going to see a 1 litre green Corsa. That's mine. Is that how it happened?
You know what? I don't think we'd be together if I picked her up in my 1 litre Vauxhall Corsa. But you know, on our foundation, so yeah, we set up the Kerslake Robshaw Foundation to like you said, to empower young lives through music and sport. Sport mine, music, of course, my wife's. And we wanted to use it because it's been so good for us. It's one of those things where it can empower so many people and give people confidence. For me, unfortunately, I lost my father when I was 5 years old. Sport became a massive escape for me. It became a place I gained confidence, structure, friends, stability, all those kind of things. And similar, my wife with music. And so with that, we support various projects around the country. One of our projects, we're supporting women's refuges in Surrey, where we supply Joe Wick-style PE lessons to all the mums and the kids to build that confidence between them, to do some exercise, get those endorphins going. We support a London Youth Choir and sponsor some of the children in that. And there's a number of projects. We're about to send some people over to a course in Italy to do some musical training. We're looking to potentially do a carol concert in Christmas time. So we're hopefully going to call it a Captain's Christmas, as you can probably understand why. But it's been amazing, the full belief and support we've had in it, that what people wanting to help is amazing.
Chris, you said obviously your own story, which is clearly part of the reason why you've done this, you know, losing your own father at 5 years old. You, I believe, are a father yourself as well, 2.5-year-old boy, yep. Did you say? Has that been part of the inspiration for starting this then, the sort of realization and the desire to give back has come from being a parent yourself?
Yeah, I think definitely that. I think there's definitely a part of that. And look, we're in a privileged position where we've earned well and stuff like that. And he lives in a nice house and all that. And he's very lucky. And unfortunately, not everyone does have those same opportunities, for sure. And it's about trying to give everyone an opportunity where they can have access to sport and music, because some can be expensive, some can be elitist. I don't know, the luck of where they're born into or something like that. So, yeah, for us, we want to help. For me, being a father has definitely made me more grounded and more receptive, I think, to stuff, for sure. And I think as I've got more time now, look, it's something we've wanted to do for a long time. And when I was playing for England and playing for club and captain and stuff like that, you always feel like you're being a bit pulled all over the place. Like, we didn't feel like we could fully commit to it. A lot of people said, oh, why start another foundation? Because you can always help someone. And that's the big thing. Of course, you want to help as many as possible, but if you can help a couple, that's better than not helping any.
How long has it been going, your foundation?
Only since last November, so we are very new to it.
Oh, right, okay.
We're hoping to cycle to Paris for the England Six Nations game next February, March kind of time, and do a challenge, because I always want to do so. I just did the London Marathon for it, which was amazing and horrible all at the same time. I never recommend it. We're always up to trying things, and we want to raise money, we want to have, and we also want to have a good time doing it, you know?
I love it. I love the fact that it's a beautiful union between two diverse people. So you've got one that's a sports star and a rugby player, and you've got the other one who's a singer, and you both fell in love with each other's passions, and you've turned it into something that's positive and change for the good. And I think that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, no, it really is. And I think we joke about our son and we say, hopefully he gets my sport and your music and not the other way around, because if he does get your sport and my music, he's in trouble.
You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, brought to you by MyMotorWorld.com. Need something for your vehicle? Screen wash, coolant, wiper blades, brake discs and pads, engine oils, you name it. Well, check out MyMotorWorld.com for the exact fit parts and car care products for your pride and joy. That's MyMotorWorld.com. They've simply got the lot.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast.
Chris, imagine you have got the keys to Mike Brewer's garage.
Oh, not Jay Leno's?
No, you've got the keys to Jay Leno's garage.
More fun.
Right?
More
Jay
fun.
Leno's garage has every single car in the world, on the planet, and you can choose any fantasy car if you like. But me, Andy and Michelle would like you to choose a car. What would be your favourite car? If you could leave space in that car for a few passengers, that'd be great because we'd like to know you want to travel with, past or present. But what would it be if you was to choose a car? What would it be?
Yeah, you know what? As a kid, I always wanted a Porsche.
Yeah.
Good choice. Mm. Good start.
You're talking my wheelhouse now. You're right in my wheelhouse. I have all the Porsches, by the way. If you come to my personal garage today, I have them all. So just choose one. Which one would it be?
Well, let me know where your address is. Put it in 911. But anyone I've ever said that to has said you're too big for it now. So that they kind of shoot me right back.
No. Listen, Chris, I've got you covered here. Just last Thursday, me and Michelle went up to the north of England and we wrestled off of some beautiful lady, a 1991, you ready, Chris, sit down, 1991 Porsche 911 964 Turbo, wide-body turbo. So we've got that car, of which we feel blessed that we've got such a car, but I'm going to dangle the keys, they're coming to you. You've got a passenger seat, you've got two small rear seats. So who would be sitting beside you, Chris? Try not to make it Camilla or the kids or anybody else. Try to make it, you know, if there's somebody really famous that you want sat beside you.
When you say kind of pass, I would think, unfortunately, my father passed when I was young. So if I could take someone pass, it would definitely be him.
I knew you were going to say your dad.
That's brilliant. The one thing I miss is your dad's name. What's your dad's name?
It was Alan.
Alan. So you've got Alan in the passenger seat, your old man. You're looking across at him. He's proud. He's proud, your dad, because, let's face it, not because you're the captain of the England rugby team, but because you're in a 91 Porsche 911 Turbo. That's why he's proud. He's going, oh, my boy's made it.
Yeah, he probably would, to be honest.
Right, so now you've got two rear seats. Who are you going to throw in the rear seats? And we've had everyone from Ricky Gervais to Elon Musk to Prince to, you know, Idris Elba. Just name us. Who have you got in the rear seats?
Who would be good in a road trip?
Think about it. On a road trip, you're gonna want a bit of fun, maybe somebody
comedian,
like
comedian, maybe.
Yeah, comedian, a singer.
I always think Jack Whitehall's a brilliant comedian.
Oh, Jack Whitehall! Oh. Yes,
he'd be quite good in the back of a Porsche because he's quite slight.
He is. He is. Yeah, he's good. Good choice. So Alan sitting beside you, the old man, and we got Jack Whitehall in the back cracking a few jokes, which is nice. Who's sitting next to Jack?
We need some music. I think it's probably not the most rugby thing you would say, but I'm actually listening to quite a bit of Taylor Swift at the moment. So she could come in there and she could sing the guitar for us and stuff like that.
Good for you.
You like a bit of Taylor.
And it's unusual. I know it's pretty unconventional, but I like Taylor Swift.
It's a bold confession, Chris.
I know.
Exactly. You, Chris, and the other 11 million people trying to buy the 500,000 tickets to go and see her in concert. So, yes, Taylor Swift, I get. Right, so I'm just going to lay the scene out for you, Chris. You're in a 91 white Porsche 911 Turbo. Dad sat beside you, of course. Next, in the back seat, cracking jokes is Jack Whitehall. And singing a latest hit would be Taylor Swift. Now, where would this journey begin? Where are you? You can start this journey anywhere on the planet. You could be down in the south of France, on the PCH in California, in the outback. I don't care. Where are you?
So I've done the Pacific Coast Highway. Route 1, and I think in California, that was one of the best holidays I've ever had. Just driving up that coast, it's just beautiful. You're like cruising up there, the sun's shining, there's whales, there's dolphins. So, you know, you literally park up, you have a little swim. It was honestly incredible. So, yeah, I would say probably that.
I'm going to put a name on that. Me and Michelle just come back, actually, doing that same journey. You are at Big Sur on Route 1 in California.
Beautiful.
Right, that's where you're starting.
Popular choice.
A great choice. I mean, it's like my go-to, me and Michelle, it's our go-to place. So that's your starting place, Chris. Now, your journey can take you anywhere. It doesn't have to be San Francisco, Los Angeles on Route 1. It can be the Amalfi Coast. It could be the Outback. It could be the moon.
Hey, you could head to the World Cup final, which is going to be France, isn't it?
Where is your journey going to take you?
You know what? I love space as well. I don't know too much about it, but I would love to, if you're talking about a moon, to go to the moon.
You are our first moon boy.
Yeah.
Right, so Chris, I'm going to paint this, right? I'm going to paint this picture in your head, and you're going to love this picture because you've got to draw it in your head. You're in a 91 964 Porsche 911 Turbo, white. Your dad is sitting beside you. You've got, in the back of the car, Jack White all cracking jokes. You've got Taylor Swift singing a song, humming, if you like, a song. You've just set off from Big Sur, Route 1, possibly one of the best strips of motorway anywhere on the planet that descends into the ocean on one side and mountains on the other. And you've just unclipped your seatbelts as you all went weightless and you're all bouncing around off each other as you descend onto the moon. What is playing on the radio as this is all happening? There's got to be something playing on the radio.
Well, it's surely going to be Taylor Swift's new song, Weightless in a Porsche.
Shall I go for a bit of Fleetwood Mac?
Fleetwood Mac! Oh, of course it is! It's Fleetwood Mac!
So what treats have you got?
I've got a huge sweet tooth. That'd be picking it for sure.
Have you?
Right, this is the good one. Oh. So what's in the glove box? What's the pick and mix in the glove box? What is it?
Yeah, it's the old, not the old school ones, but it's the ones you probably don't get as much, like the foam bananas and shrimps and gummies and stuff like that. There's when you go to the cinema kind of thing.
When you go to the cinema and they give you the little paper bag and you pick walk around and you just help yourself.
Yeah.
And then you go exactly. And put some bananas in it, a couple and of Coca-Cola shrimps. Bottles, a couple of cola cubes.
I mean, it's not a couple. I mean, I used to go to the cinema just to get it, to be honest.
Tell me, Chris, if you're happy with this, right? Tell me if you're happy with this. 1991 Porsche 964 white turbo. Dad, Alan, sat beside you, looking at his boy again. He made it. Captain of England. But more importantly, he's driving a 964 turbo. Jack Whitehall in the back cracking jokes. Taylor Swift singing a song in the back of the car. You're on Route 1. Quite possibly the best road in the world in California. You are instantaneously descending down to the moon. Everyone's unclipped their seatbelts. You're all weightless. You're giggling. Everyone's reaching in the air, trying to grab out of the air a floating candy banana or a cola cube as on the radio Fleetwood Mac is playing. How does that sound to you?
I mean, it sounds like a hell of a trip, to be honest. Maybe, you know what, that'd be a good TV show. Let's get in there.
What you've just written there in your head is quite possibly one of the Beatles' best ever songs that never made it, because that's so out the White Album. Right, now, Chris, here's a good one for you. You've landed on the moon, right? You're on the moon. You've landed. And because when you got out the car, all of you got out the car, and you didn't stupidly, because you're like England rugby captain and you're not thinking about these things. You're not like that technically minded.
The pick and mix floating
and
away.
The pick and mix. You didn't think about it. The bloody car bounced off the moon and floated away. Oh. So now you call Mikey up and you go, Brewer, help me out. I've just lost the car. I just need a car or a motorbike, something with two seats, only two seats, to get me back home. So what is it going to be? Could be a little convertible sports car. And which one of your passengers are you going to take home?
You have to leave the other two.
When I first moved to America and I lived in San Diego, we're a couple of minutes from the beach, in my head, my mindset was to do my driving test and get a Harley Davidson to cruise around those, like, beach roads and all that kind of stuff. So I did my CBT, I did my my theory test, and then unfortunately COVID happened and it kind of, the place I was doing it got shut down. I never did it in the end. In the end, I ended up cruising around on an electric bike in California, so not quite the same.
We've all done that. Yeah. we bought ours home.
Oh, I wish I could. Honestly, I was so gutted to leave my bike. I was devastated. But I would get like one of those big kind of cruising Harley Davidsons, cruise rack, get my dad on the back.
So it's a Harley with your dad
with
on the back.
Your dad?
Yeah, big chopper.
Nice. So Whitehall and Swift left up on the moon.
Taylor Swift will write an album out of that and make 500 million out of it. Trust me. I was left on the moon with my pick and mix. Listen, Chris, thank you.
Can I just jump in very quickly, Chris, because we haven't used your greatest skill, which is your wonderful knowledge of rugby, at all in this. So can we just very quickly get a World Cup prediction from you?
I think France, the way they're playing at the moment, of course, I hope England, like we all do here, but I think the way the French are at the moment, the age of their squad, Dupont, I mean, that player. So I remember we played with Harlequins, we played Cass. When Anton Dupont was at Cass, he was a 17-year-old kid. He was at school. And I mean, you see the guy now, and he's not the tallest guy. He's very stocky, but he's not the tallest guy. And obviously at 17, he was much smaller. So we've gone typical kind of pre-match talk. Who's this young kid? Who does he think he is? We've got to get after him, slow him down. I think about 20 minutes in the game, he'd dumb tackled one of our forwards. He'd handed someone off. He'd got into interception. He'd scored a try. And we thought, you know what? This player's all right. Let's give him a bit of space.
What is he, like the Messi of rugby, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, he definitely appears to be that. And as a player at the moment, there aren't many people who have had that kind of presence and that ability in a game. Because we say rugby is such a team sport and stuff like that. And it's harder to probably have an influence. But he's having it. I mean, this guy is phenomenal. And if they can keep him fit and playing well and a good captain that he seems and appears to be, of course, we hope England, and I think England will do better than people assume, but I think French are in a very strong position.
Chris, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We just got an insight into your loves, your lusts, your go-tos, your music choices, the people that you aspire to. We just got an insight into that in a very quick, beautiful way. So thank you very much. We love the foundation. We think that is absolutely fantastic. Bringing sport and music together for the betterment of people is incredible. We want to thank you for giving up your evening and spending it with us. It's been incredible to get you on the Wheeler Dealer podcast. Thank you so much. If people want to find you, Chris, they want to find you, they want to find Camilla, they want to find the foundation, let's give it a plug. Where can they find you?
Yep, so Camilla is Camilla Kerslake on socials. I'm Chris Robshaw Rugby. And the foundation is Kerslake Robshaw Foundation. And I just want to say thank you very much, guys. I've done a lot of podcasts in my time, but I think this is probably the most random one I've ever done. It's nice to do something different. So I've actually really enjoyed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Chris Robshaw, ladies and gentlemen. How good was that?
Thanks, guys.
What a guy, what a man, what an inspiration. I love it. All that foundation stuff as well, getting people motivated through sport and music at the same time, just genius. And legend, you know, dare I say legend, loves his cars as well.
You never know what to expect when you're about to speak to a sports person because, you know, they've been so focused and dedicated on that one thing. There's always a chance they might be a bit dull. Do you know what I mean? But Chris, what a star. What a great guy.
Yeah, God. Yeah, I'm glad you backed that up because I wouldn't say to Chris, dull. I wouldn't put those, you know, because, you know, I don't know if you've seen the size of him. He's built like a house. You know, he's massive.
He's built like a proper flanker, isn't he?
He certainly is built like a proper flanker.
I was just gonna say
that. Yeah, what a right flanker. Absolutely brilliant. If you've enjoyed that celebrity episode, don't forget to check out our other celebrity episodes. We got many and we've had a real who's who of guests, haven't we, Andy?
We have. I mean, we've had such a sweep of different guests as well, from YouTube's finest, Tavarish, obviously, who turned out to be just such a lovely, lovely man, to huge stars like Beverly Knight, Matt Goss. We've had Richard Rawlings, Richard Hammond, Jay Leno, Ted Lasso star James Lance, Ant Hansted. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, as well as obviously our automotive trip through the alphabet as well. So we've been having loads of fun when I think back.
Yeah, it's been brilliant. So if you've missed any of those episodes, don't worry, they're all out there. All you need to do is go and search for them on your normal platforms. And whilst you're there, why not give us a review? And if it's a good review, we could read it out on the podcast and give us one of those, what is it, a like, a follow, a ding, a bell, a dong, whatever it is.
But
just a star. Whatever it is, just make sure that you subscribe to the podcast so you get it in your inbox every single week.
Exactly. This has been a TVI Media production and we're planning on coming back next week, aren't we, Mike? I think that's the plan, isn't it?
I can't wait. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
The Wheeler Dealer podcast was brought to you by MyMotorWorld.com. Discover over 70,000 car parts, car care products, accessories and tools from the leading brands in automotive, all delivered to your door. Just visit mymotorworld.com. They've got the lot. If you're looking for a car, then why not try MikeBrewerMotors.com? You can find us out there on the internet. If you're looking for a used van and a cheap car, then why not try us at oneautomotive.co.uk? We've got everything you could possibly need.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.